Chapter 3. Tyranny of the Government Media Complex. I am no friend of Rupert Murdoch, and the dislike is mutual. The media baron who owns the Fox News Channel, the Wall Street Journal, and many other newspapers and television outlets in the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Asia, doesn't like me. Fox News doesn't cover my speeches or follow up on the scoops on my radio show. I'm never invited to appear on its cable news network. I could drop dead, and Murdoch wouldn't care. And I don't owe Fox or Murdoch anything, either. Like I said, I'm not a friend of Murdoch, and it is not my job to write a legal defense of that strange media mogul. I just call them as I see them, without fear or favor. Yet in the interest of fair and balanced assessment of the news, I think it's time to put certain aspects of the media war into a fresh perspective, one that you haven't heard anywhere before, because no one else dares to tell you the truth like I do, and show you how the media elite and the federal government are conspiring to take away your rights. I am talking about the tyranny of the government media complex. In his last days in office, President Eisenhower warned the nation about the gathering strength of the military-industrial complex. As a career U.S. Army officer and former Supreme Allied Commander in Europe during World War II, his warning was sincere and powerful. In March 1998, at the famous Commonwealth Club of San Francisco, I warned the public about the growing power of the government media complex. As a radio host with an audience of more than 10 million listeners and author of many best-selling books, I know the media inside and out. Like Eisenhower, I know what I'm talking about, and I have the guts to say it. In my speech, I demonstrated that the elite media, the television networks, the major newspapers, the big magazines, the radio stations, and the wire services were aligned with the governing class of the country. The press is supposed to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. But now they are cozy cronies of the government. They are supposed to be watchdogs, but now they are lapdogs. They are supposed to be Rottweilers, but now they are Shih Tzus. And they carry out their servile duties in two ways, highlighting the stories...